points I'd like to share with you on making great godly decisions. You know, we are the sum of the decisions that we make. And it is a wise person. You know, the word says, let's examine ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. See if we be in the faith. And right before communion, examine yourself. And if your heart, as you hear this simple little short word, says this, I want to make better decisions. I'm not going to ask you who could make better decisions. I could just tell you, except I'm going to just ask me. I could make better decisions at times. But I'm the sum of the decisions I've made since 1971. And I've made some killer good decisions. And I've made some terrible decisions. But I'm going to talk about my killer good ones. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm going to turn to James chapter 1 and verse 5. Lord, the word is already blessed. You made sure of that. And it says this in James chapter 1 and verse 5. And this is part of making good decisions. You want to be able to do this. It's of the utmost importance. The word says in James 1 and 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all people liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. You know, what it takes to make good decisions all the time is godly wisdom. Thank you so much, son. That's one of my sons. Millie, hold on just a minute, Tommy. Come on up here. Millie, pray for Tommy. Just pray for Tommy now. I believe that he wants you to pray for him. Let's pray for him.
Father, I just thank you for Tommy, and I thank you that you've put him in a different place at his work, that he's not freezing cold, Father, and that you're going to cause promotion to come on to him, Father, that he's going to be promoted, Father, in various areas in his life, both spiritually and physically, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, son. We love you. Honey, come right over here. Go over there by. Brother Charles, let's get this third deacon that's in the service. Would you stand up, deacon, and let Millie pray for you? All right, Mill. Pray for him, sweetie.
Father, I just thank you for Charles, Father. I thank you that you know him, Father. I thank you that you're even working in him, Father, that you're working in his body, Father, to restore, Father, and to bring back to life things that aren't right. You're restoring his strength, and you're causing him to be strong again. He's a strong man in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, deacon. You know, what James 1 and 5 is talking about is this. It's wisdom. It's learning how to pray, and wisdom is God's will. It's God's will for every moment, at every time. And God has a plan for your life. And as I told that young fellow over there this morning, hey, God doesn't have a substitute for you. There's just you. He wants to do it through you. Amen,
amen.
Dwayner?
Right.
Amen. Do you believe that, son?
I
know you do. I love you, son. He's one of my kids, really. And when we talk about going to the Lord, that verse means, if any man lack wisdom, let him come to God and ask, and God will give as much as you need, and he won't make you feel stupid for coming and asking him. In God, there are no dumb questions. And in God is wisdom to pray and release, Sister Tony, the right prayer at the right moment. Amen? Oh, I know God. I've watched your life, Tony. Now God has blessed you. I remember two or three times you had doctor visits. Tell me if I'm wrong. And they said, well, you're not going to have any more kids, and we're going to take out your kid makers. How many times did that happen?
Oh, about five.
About five times. And one day she just went on, and we didn't worry about it. And I got a call from Sister Tony, and she said, Brother Angelo, I realize why I've been so mean to Red lately. Now, Red is her husband. Now, for all you ladies that are wondering why you've been so mean, I'm just teasing you. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, she was at work. She worked down here at the rehab center down here. She said, I'm pregnant.
Hallelujah.
I remember the moment how that touched my heart. Amen. You know, we never lined up with that. We never believed that here. We always believe for the best. And if you will permit us, we won't line up with any bad report for you either. Amen? Amen. It was beautiful. And little Timmy come out. He was that miracle baby. He's a little bit of a brat right now, but that'll go away. Won't it? He's a what? Oh, I thought you meant he was a mobile patrol. No. He's going to, I like the idea. If he needs a reference, I'll sign up for that with him. He's too little? Yeah, but you got to watch them little guys where I come from. The little guys will get one in on you when you're not looking. But if anybody lacks wisdom, go to God and say, God, now, this is what I do sometimes. Lord, tell me what to pray. Tell me how to pray about this. This is awful. This is making me sad. I don't believe this is your will for my life, but I'm stuck, and I want you to help me. See, help me. That prayer for help. I lose my keys 2 or 3 times an hour, and God helps me every time to find them. Of course, I've got one of them little tile things now, and you just push that, and it'll make a real loud noise where your keys are. That helps. Amen? But if anybody lacks wisdom, let them ask of God. See, to ask for wisdom is really to ask for God's will, his personal will for your life at that moment, whatever that is you're praying about. I want you to understand that. That's point number one. And the second point is this here. If you want to make great decisions, you have to become a word person. Because man does not live by bread alone. Your success and happiness is not all involved in having the right car, the right lunch, the right clothes. But man shall not live by bread alone. But man shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Luke 4 and Matthew 4. Become a person that searches the scriptures to make the right decisions. And then pray the word. Pray the promise. Pray the promise. There's over 7,500 promises for mankind in the Bible. There's over 8,500 promises for this world in the Bible. This difference between man and the world is he made a covenant, and he put a bow in the sky, a rainbow. He's not going to destroy the world anymore by floods, and he just makes promises. And he's already made so many promises to you. It's high time that all of us learn more of them. And pray those promises every day, all the time. And so think about that. Pray the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Get your phone out. Hey, Siri. I need Bible verses on how to find the right job. I guarantee if you do that with your phone, it'll have some Bible verses for that. It has Bible verses for everything. So that's point number two. Search the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. You have to understand that direction belongs to you according to the word of God. I will guide you with my eye upon you. It says in the Psalms, be not like the horse or the mule that has to have the right rein and the right everything to get it to go the right way. Let me let me whisper in your ear. Let me treat you with great love and help you that you could make killer great decisions. Amen. That's number two. Number three is this here. Learn to quiet yourself. David said, I use this verse all the time. This isn't the only thing that he said about being quiet, but he said, I quieted myself as a weaned child. Children, when they become weaned, it takes a little while, but they just have to get used to it. Millie and I just traveled to Frankston, Texas, and that's 680 miles round trip. We made that in one go, and we purchased a little pup that we're going to use in our kennel. She's beautiful. Her name is Penny. Many of you might have seen her on Facebook, and right now she's being weaned. We took her right from her mama, and now she's with us, and she has her own brand new pen. We had carpenters come in and make us some new pens, and she's going through trauma. Puppies do that, and she just has to learn. And, you know, sometimes, y'all, we go through horrific things these days. I'm so sorry. But we're not the first generation that has gone through terrible things. We're this last generation. And sometimes to make a right decision, when terrible things have happened to you, you must quiet yourself. Put your praise music on. Lift up your hands. Worship the Lord. And say, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I just want you to give me a chance, Lord. If you'll reveal your will, which way I should go, I'll do it. I'll do that, Lord. You have every right to make of me what you want to make of me. As Jeremiah the prophet said, you are the potter, I'm the clay. You have every right. I give you the right. I want you to. Lord, today, into your hands, I commit my spirit, my future. Lord, if today is the day that you want me to come home, I will come home today. Lord, if you want me to stay a while longer, I'll stay a while longer. Lord, it's up to you. My grandma taught me. I didn't understand what it meant. Years ago, she would say, Angie, God always gives his best to those who leave the choice to him. Doesn't that sound simple? But isn't that hard? To trust God so much that you'll leave the choice to him. It's easy to preach. When I get away from this pulpit and out that door, I have to live that just like you. It's best to know what God wants. So you want to be still before God. You want to be as still as you can and worshipful and waiting on God and showing him that he's your father and that you're going to honor your father. And you're going to wait for that swelling in your spirit to know the right thing to do. Number four, first, pray for wisdom. Second, search the scriptures. Number four, be still before God. If you want to make great decisions, we tell this a lot. I demonstrated this to Pastor Kelly, my daughter. We called a lot of places before we bought these new chairs. We had several companies send us several free chairs to show us, and we were not in a hurry. And aren't those great chairs? Yeah. Don't they just, the color and everything, they just fit perfect. How much more when you're making decisions about moving in a job situation or relationships or so many other things, it's best not to be hasty, but to seek be still and know God. Now, number four is very important, and it's spoken of many times in the Word of God. To make great decisions, one must seek the counsel of the godly. Put godly people in your life and seek their counsel. The Word says this, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And in the multitude of counselors, there is success. Seek out good people. I've heard Pastor Kelly say, hey, you can call me. If this is your church, you can call me. If this is your church, you call me. And Kelly, for her age, is full of wisdom and good things. And how could she fail having a dad like me? I mean, it's possible. So the fourth is to seek the counsel of the godly when making decisions. And I'm not talking about asking them the color of the next car you should buy. If you're going to make some kind of a move, you're going to get married, you're going to change jobs, you're going to do this or that, it's best, if you can, to have people that you trust, that you can look at the fruit of their life and they're successful, to try to see what they say. That's number four. Number five, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. In all your ways acknowledge God. If you'll do that in all your ways, if He tells you don't do that and you learn not to do it, don't say that. Don't have words with that person. Don't purchase that. He might say that on some big purchases. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. That has to do with making the right decisions in life. Wouldn't you say, in a week, there are many decisions that are important that you have to make? Would you say that? Yeah. Amen. So we need Him every hour. We need Him every day. And finally, my last verse tonight, this verse is something. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, in the Old Amplified Translation, I want you to see what the Word says here, because the Amplified opens it up like opening up a watermelon. It opens it up and it gets to the heart where the flavor and the good things are. The Word says here, roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts, now get this, He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable with His will. Hallelujah. We're hitting the nugget right here, folks. Hallelujah. Roll your works upon the Lord. Angie, God always gives His best to those who leave the choice to Him. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust your works completely to the living God. And this has happened to me many times. And I learned, have you ever heard me say, when I got saved, I read the Bible till the Bible started reading me. My mind started clearing from lots of drugs and lots of demons. And all of a sudden, I saw Hebrews chapter 4. that the Word of God is living and active and powerful. It's stronger, it's greater, it's more sharper than a two-edged sword. It's able to divide in your life what is the flesh and what's the spirit. It's the same thing here. What I've many times, and I don't even give it a second thought anymore, because as Jesus Christ said, me and the Father are one. And I'm saying you can be one with God. And many times I thought, now was God, was that your idea? Or was that my idea? But when you love God, you just let him speak to your heart. And that's where the best big decisions are made, in your heart, backed by the Word and backed by these other principles. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust your works completely to God. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable with his will. And so shall your plans. Everybody say plans. Everybody say decisions. And so shall your plans be established and succeed. How many of you woke up this morning and said, boy, I just hope I can get me into a real good failure? How many, whether it's polishing your toenails or talking to your kids, you want to make killer good decisions? Amen. Let me read it one more time. It's the last one tonight. Roll your works upon the Lord and commit and trust your works. Commit your works and trust your works. Do you trust God with everything? Do you really trust him with your kids? I mean, do you really, or is that just something? Do you really trust him? Commit and trust them completely to him, and he will cause your thoughts. See, if you're not careful and you let the devil in your life, he'll get control of your thought life, and he'll mess you up. You know that he will. We all know that. I've got news for you. If you let God get control of your mind and you have the mind of Christ, you're going to make some great decisions and have some great fellowship with God. How many of you want God to become more real to you? I do. He's more real to me than my earthly father or anybody else. Roll your works and plans upon the Lord. Commit and trust your works completely to God, and something miraculous will happen. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established. And every decision that you make like that, you will succeed. If you make a decision like that, hasty decisions are the devil's workshop. Now, Millie, would you stand up with me, sweetie? We're about to take communion. I'm just going to ask you quickly. You heard the subject matter tonight. And you say, Lord, I want to do better in making decisions. There's areas, and just tell the Lord, what's the hang-up? What's the problem? If there's something that you could say, help me, God. I'm asking you to try something. Just cry out to God and say, I need your help. If you would say tonight that you need your help, you need God's help with this thing about making great decisions, I want you to stand up for just a moment. And Millie, I want you to pray. We would have you come up, but that's not necessary. You're already up as you need to be. You're up in the presence of God. Sweetie, you've been my prayer partner for many years. Would you please pray? Look at all these precious souls on and pray for them. Pray for them right now.
Father, all of us, Father, we want to know your will in every situation, every decision that we make, Father. Father, that you would reveal to us what you'd have us to do, what you'd have us to say, how you'd have us to serve, Father, that we would be first of all, that we know that we are your children, Father, and we desire to do your will, and we desire to be in relationship with you. Father, help us in these areas where we're weak, but Father, strengthen us and give us knowledge, Father, and help us gain that wisdom. Help us to ask for wisdom. Help us to be patient and wait on what you'd have us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, you're welcome to come and join us at the front at the altar here, or make an altar where you